Now turn to section 4. Section 4. You will hear part of an anthropology lecture on the match. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this lecture on anthropology. Today we look at the phenomenon of fire and how the match was developed in our society. Fire was a basic need for modern humankind and a catalyst for the expansion of our ancestors beyond the borders of Africa. It gave us the power to survive in harsh environments, process food, and change the shape of the environment we live in. As time passed, the ability to create fire became commonplace all around the world. However, that process was still slow, as fire is unreliable and dependent upon many conditions, such as rain and wind. Fire was also hard to move. Because of these problems, many scientists of the early human civilizations tried to find some way to make fire easy to create, portable, and reliable. Because they lacked the knowledge of chemistry and physics, their early efforts were unsuccessful. The only relatively successful example of the early control over fire came from 5th century AD China, where sulfur-coated wooden sticks were used as a catalyst to create fire. By the 10th century, manufacture of these fire inch sticks could be found in all parts of China. A 1,000 years passed and scientists still did not come close to finding the way to create a self-igniting source of fire that could be used reliably by the general population. The basis of the modern match and lighter technology was founded in the second half of the 17th century by the alchemist Hennig Brandt, who dreamed of creating gold from other metals his entire life. During his career, he managed to extract pure phosphorus and test its flammable properties. His notes proved to be an important stepping stone for future generations of inventors. The first match was created in 1805 by Jean Chancel in Paris. This crude match looked nothing like the modern striking matches we use today. Instead of using phosphorus, Chancel coated wooden sticks with potassium chlorate, sulfur, sugar, rubber, and then dipped these sticks into a small asbestos bottle filled with sulfuric acid. Unfortunately, nasty fumes were released when the connection between the acid and the mixture on the stick was made to create fire. This could and did make many users of Chancel's match sick. The method was also a bit complicated, needing always a bottle of sulfuric acid at hand, and so did not achieve widespread popularity. The next innovation in matches was introduced to the public in 1826 by John Walker, an English chemist. He devised a way of igniting the match through using friction. The matches were made by combining a paste of sulfur with gum, potassium chlorate, sugar, and ignited by drawing the match between a fold of sandpaper. Between 1827 and 1829, Walker managed to develop his invention's use, but soon his invention lost popularity due to its danger. A flaming ball of material often separated from the rest of the match, falling to the floor and destroying carpets and dresses. Because of this, Walker's matches were quickly banned in France and Germany. The next step was in the 1830s with the invention of the white phosphorus match by Frenchman Charles Soria. This match worked well, but it had the disadvantage of self-lighting when no one was around, with the obvious results. By 1850, many countries banned production and sale of these dangerous objects. Replacements for white phosphorus matches were safety matches that were developed by the Swede Johan Lundström in the late 1840s, although a different Swede had actually first patented this process. By utilising red phosphorus only on the striking surface and not on the match itself, the matches were made perfectly safe for the environment and health. By 1858, Lundström had industrial manufacturing capabilities to create 12 million matchboxes per year, and from that point on, their popularity rose until this match became the iconic object that is used today all around the world. The problem of dangerous gas release was also solved by Lundström's safety match. The red phosphorus used does not release the same gases as white phosphorus. When the match is struck, the flame proceeds down the wooden stick, leaving only harmless charcoal behind, which is easily digestible by the environment when thrown away. When the flame is burning on the safety match, there are three phases of gas that are released. First and closest to the match is a hot pyrolysis gas. This is not dangerous to people, though of course it would burn the skin of anyone who came into contact with it. As the hot pyrolysis gas cools, it becomes a luminous yellow gas, which again would only be harmful because it is still relatively hot. Finally, as the luminous gas cools, the combustion products of the gases are released, which is seen as the orange flame that everyone recognises. These products dissipate into the air.